The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a hard world to get a break in. Good things have been taken, but girl, there are ways to make certain things pay. Though I'm dressed in these rags, I'll wear sable someday.
Good morning, good morning.
Hear what I say. I'm gonna ride this serpent. No more time spent sweating.
Well, it's our life. We'll do what we want. But you know what? I'm looking here. Iran attacks Israel, and the big story is Donald Trump's trial. I swear to goodness gracious. It's like all that over the weekend that we heard. Iran attacked Israel. We're on the precipice of World War III, and all we're talking about is Trump's trial. I'm watching, and I switch around and watch the networks over the weekend, and I'm watching these missiles flying into Iran, these drones flying from Iran into Israel. And then what do you think CNN's got? A little box in the lower right-hand corner. Trump trial coming up. I swear to goodness gracious. I swear we are. Listen, first of all, had a great weekend. I'm going to tell you all about it. Why? Because there is goodness out there. There's common sense out there. And it comes from you. And they don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. They just want to divide and conquer, in my opinion. Oh my goodness gracious! And also, is anybody? And by the way, we got General Jack Keane on, and I'm going to talk to the good general in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get all the answers. Was this set up? Is anybody feeling like this whole thing was set up? All right, we're gonna attack in 2 days. And they gave the timeline when they were going to attack. Who does that? And Iran's not going to do that. Something's very fishy about this. We're going to attack Israel. Here we come. All right, now. Get ready. The Israel was all locked and loaded. They had their fighter jets ready to go. We had Navy ships, you know, right there, ready. And we knocked down a good portion of these drones that went in. Was it set up? Is this a game? Are you and I being played is what I'm asking. Are we being played? Because all that they want, they are the, you know, like the neocons in the Democratic Party these days, they just want ongoing wars. That's the only answer I have. They like ongoing wars. You know, it's like the Bush-Cheney situation. Going into weapons of mass destruction. Something's up. But Jack Keane will break it down for us, Colonel Jack Jacobs as well. But if Iran attacks Israel and everything is the way it seems, then watch what's going to happen to, in my opinion, it's my opinion now, I don't know this for a fact, but there's all those sites that are developing a nuclear capability in Iran, there'll be a cyber attack. That's what I think the way Israel's going to go back with a cyber attack and knock them all out, I think. But listen, the Trump trial is a fiasco, it's a ruse, it's a diversion, it's a lie, it's an embarrassment. the New York, you know, when, you know, we love New York and we sing New York, New York, and we love it, you know, we try to still, we're holding on to that. But the people that are in the judicial system, the people that are in the justice system, the people that are running New York are ruining this great city, and by allowing this trial to exist. And if Governor Hochul cared at all, she would fire Alvin Bragg immediately. He went, you know how much they went out of the way to bring Trump to trial? Nobody else would be brought to trial. It was on a misdemeanor, and this is going to be make worldwide. What do you wonder why, if indeed it happened, if Iran is attacking Israel, you wonder why? Because of these people. And somebody said it best. Did you see the picture in the quote-unquote situation room? The situation room? They looked like they were at a bar. They with Biden and Blinken. And then Kamala Harris is zooming in. Kamala Harris is privy to that information. We are, I'm telling you what, this is a dangerous time. Dangerous time. Oh, put on your suit and your tie. Remember Ronald Reagan would not take his suit jacket off in the Oval Office. You know, Bill Clinton, that's a whole nother story. Oh, gosh, you can't just make this up. So there's a lot to get into. I'll explain to you about the trial. Joe DeGeneva is going to jump on the air with us to talk about this fiasco. Hogan Gidley is with us. David Freeman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel. Yeah, David Freeman, you know when they had the Abraham Accords? Yeah, peace in the Middle East. Remember those days? Yeah, under who? Who was it? Who? Yeah. And Dr. Mark Siegel will join us as well. Kelly Jane Torrance is going to join to talk about single parenting, which is a something I know a lot about. And but in any case, we'll get into it. We'll see what happened and what happened with Israel being attacked. Is everything just the way it seems? And Israel, it was a big fail, if indeed it is what it is, that I just don't know. It was like a little, we got a little too much advance notice, you know? And that's why where I'm suspect. But Israel thwarted Iran's attack, you know, over 300 attack drones and missiles. But here we go. And now, and then you let it go. And then what does Biden tell? Biden says to Netanyahu, in Israel, take the win. Take the win. Like, what win? What win is that? We thwarted an attack? Attack us again. We'll thwart it again. Not a great word, thwart. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. And as soon as that happened over the weekend, and this is the big story. Don't let them lie to you, and they're going to be Trump, this, the trial. That is a third world Venezuelan, Stalin-esque, Hitler-esque, Goebbels-esque attack on a political opponent. That's what that has. Nothing to do with Stormy Daniels. So you know that and I know that. But with this attack, I'm telling you something. Everybody, every single person, we have been talking on this show, and this is serious now. Okay, this is serious, because when I come on the show, you know, I'm an entertainer, I come from the entertainment world, I come on, I learn about radio, I admire everything about broadcasting, I'm a geek, guilty as charged, and I love this radio thing. I've never experienced anything so intimate, like with the audience, you know, you're right to the audience and everything. As soon as this went down, everybody knows you and I were right about everything. We had it, we had all the answers. The guests that we put on this program, particularly on this program, ad nauseum. We go, and I'm telling you, some people in the industry, they don't know. They don't know what we do, what we have here. They don't understand it. They don't know. It's all politics. They're just trying to, we know. You and I know, and I come up with every single answer on how to avert war and how to bring back the economy. And a lot of it is the Trump initiative from the last administration. And then we bring everybody on. They tell us exactly how to avert war. And you know what? No one's listening in Washington. There's a small sliver that are taking this country down. And we let it happen. And the press goes hook, line, and sinker. I'm telling you, between you and I, I'll tell you something else. If indeed, you know, if Donald Trump wins, the tough part is going to be right after that, because you're going to have all of these useful idiots for this Marxist movement, whatever the heck it is, call it what you will, the takeover of America. And you know it, and I know it. And I know it because we're very young, and we're very susceptible and very vulnerable. And then that's the tough time when Trump goes in. And how do you deport the criminals that Venezuela sent in, for example? They're going to be vilified for that. They'll be George Soros will start his little Soros army will get out there. You know that'll happen. Antifa will be all over. And you and I have to stand strong, because that's where Donald Trump's going to have to bring in the National Guard. In the George Floyd riots, that did not happen, and I understand it because it was such a sensitive issue. But now, just because if Trump gets in, that's going to be the tough part. But you could, I think, do in 3 to 6 months, it'll be okay, and we'll take the country back. In a peaceful way, by the way. In a peaceful way. You gotta watch these people who aren't peaceful. You know, those are the people you gotta watch, because they're going to come at you in a big way. But listen, you and I both know it, and we have all the answers, and that's what's frustrating about it. So, in any case, the big story is that Iran was attacked. Iran attacked Israel. Israel was attacked by Iran, and I don't know how we got there. No, I take that back. You know exactly how we got there. And now everybody's going to be talking about the Trump trial, and it's the fact of the matter is, This guy, it's not Biden. The people that are in the White House now, they mean one thing. They mean war. That's all they mean is war. They want ongoing war. Can you give me a better explanation? What's the explanation? They like war. They like it. Is it money-making for them? The military-industrial complex. We were warned against that by Dwight Eisenhower, one of our great generals, one of our great presidents, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Allied Supreme Commander during the Second World War, the European theater. Beat Hitler cold. He beat Hitler. Came back with president. Put in highways. Remember the highways? The highways in this country to this day. It's Dwight Eisenhower came up with that concept. Why? That's what they did in Europe. They built the roads. They built these long roads. They said, why don't we do that in America and make these highways? You know, during the wartime, they did. And Eisenhower said, he said, as president, beware of the military-industrial complex. That's what you have now running this country. And it's the Democratic Party. It's so weird. Because the Democrats were never, I didn't think, were like that before. So, in any case, listen, we'll get into it as best we can. And on this Trump trial situation, it is ridiculous. It's a misdemeanor. What charges does Trump face in the New York hush money case? It's just a meaner. What happens on Monday? Prosecutors, defense attorneys, that's today. Trump are expected to be present when the trial for this, in my opinion, very corrupt judge. In my opinion, it's just an opinion. I'm allowed to say, last I heard, I may be wrong, but you're allowed to give your opinion on the airwaves. I don't know. This guy, Juan Merchan, you know, whose daughter is like this Democratic operative. Yeah, they don't care. The first step will be picking a jury. This could take a week and more, and even more than that. The trial's expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. What is Trump's defense to the trial? He did nothing wrong. Of course, you know that. Will Trump take the stand? That's not clear. Could Trump go to jail? You know what? This is the problem. That Trump, no one would go to jail for these misdemeanor trials. But Alvin Bragg, this spineless, slovenly, forgive me. I just hate to see somebody step up into a position of the district attorney of a borough like Manhattan and to make this a case. Do you ever notice these people that go after it? They're just like, they don't take care of themselves. Yeah, and you could tell it's indicative of who they are. Every single one of those people going after Trump, look, they just don't look right. They don't look healthy. They don't look healthy. None of them.
Slava.
So with Bragg, you know, Bragg could ask for jail time, and that's what their motive. Okay, let me jump right to the let me cut to the quick here. Trump's gonna win if he's in jail. He's gonna win. Okay, you're not gonna take him down. That's it. You lose already. And if Trump has to run for the presidency from a jail cell, he still will win. And you can, yes, you can, constitutionally, you can run for president and be president if you're locked up in jail cell. And frankly, I think that would be hysterical if that happened. Inexcusable what's happened. We're at war. But on the other side of the coin, and I'll get to it when we come back, is what a wonderful weekend. So many people are so nice and so warm. And everything, you and I go through life and we experience such goodness. I know you do, right? And the politicians And certainly the mainstream media especially, they don't want to touch on that. They just want to divide us. They just want to divide us. And they come up with these really absurd ways to divide us. So put all that aside. We're going to concentrate on the goodness when we come back. Because I had a great weekend. And so many beautiful things happened that I'm very, very humbled by it all. And know that we will get there and the good will prevail over this evil that is upon us. We're at war. And you knew it and I knew it. And we came up with a solution how to stop it every single day. Slaving on this show every single day. Getting up at an ungodly hour. Looking at, studying like I've never studied before. And we could have prevented this. And it was easy to prevent it. And they, like, I think they want this war. Jack Keane again, 7 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that. Debbie's out there on the roads. It's 20 minutes after 6:19 actually, right? Right now. Hey, Deb, how you doing? Good weekend for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We celebrated my sister's birthday. She had a special birthday. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yep, had a good time. And you had a special weekend, too?
It was quite hysterical because Olivia had a concert, and it was great, and she was great. But I went to see her, and I'll tell you when I come back, but went to see her, and it's like, and I'm on the clock because I got to do the show last night.
Yes, of course. And then,
so they got a beautiful, incredible orchestra. Oh, it was great. I don't want to give information because I don't want to insult anybody, but they did 40 minutes. I said, I'm there to see my daughter. By the way, orchestra was stunningly spectacular. Wow. Still, I'm on the clock. I want to see my daughter. Do you mind?
Of course.
Yo, maestro, I'm here to see my daughter, please. 40 minutes, I'm sitting there, I'm on the clock. I'm going like a... Imagine when I would go to the school, the kids are in elementary school, you remember those days? And you'd go in and you'd have to watch like the whole recital of every student from every grade, you know? You say, wait, and if your kid's like in fifth grade, it was like forever. need an event planner, you know. We're there to see our children. I mean, really, you know. So, and I did. And she was great. I'll tell you all about it. We had a great time. And you know what? And I know you experience the goodness out there too, Deb. You exemplify that in a brilliant, brilliant way. We appreciate that every morning. It's 6:21. Debbie is out there looking out for you traffic-wise. How are we doing this morning, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, we're going to get out to the Merritt Parkway southbound. It's at 42 down through 41 into Westport. It's an accident over in Fairfield County, so watch for delays there. Also seeing delays on the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan. It looks like an accident taking a lane. That weekend project cleared on the BQE, but of course we've got volume because of this accident. Westbound at Meeker Morgan. Watch for delays on the Grand Central Parkway west, slowing down right past LaGuardia with an accident being cleared. 56th Street here in town by Trump Tower. Watch for that ongoing police department activity with that closure between 5th and Madison. Watch for slowdowns on the Jackie Robinson eastbound right by Union Turnpike. It's an accident. And the Jackie westbound right past the Van Wyck. It's another accident. That one is still being cleared. Checking in on the forecast. Partly cloudy today with a high of 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota, if I may. Route 22 Toyota, they got their Grand Slam events going on. And they always have something happening there, Route 22 Toyota. Did you ever notice? I love that. I love that about Iggy Giuffre. I love that about Alex Kinsella, you know, over at Route 22 Toyota. And Alex is a big baseball fan, and he knows the season's starting now. And he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases and all your favorite Toyota models, like 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 per month on some of your favorite Toyota models. I'll give you a number. It's interesting, when I give you a number on the radio, they say, here, give the number. It's so hard for you to jot it down because you're going at breakneck speed this morning trying to get your day started. But I'll give it to you anyway. If you're home and you happen to be able to, or if you're carpooling, how about that? Can someone punch this in? 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. But I always like to tell you, if you just remember Route22Toyota.com, you go to Route22Toyota.com, you'll be able to see at Route22Toyota these great deals on your favorite Toyota models. And remember, everybody drives at Route22Toyota thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. And remember to tell them, please, Joe Piscopo sent you.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 625 on this Monday, on this April 15th. Yes, tax day, more good news. Hey, so this is it. Good morning, Albert. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
So, and I got so many nice things to tell you, but then I'm telling you what, this is what really kind of incenses me. This is the first time I'm seeing this. Did not hear it, and I'm a news junkie, and I drive the guys crazy. I have to tell you, but pull back the curtain completely. I will know all about what's happening in New York and in New Jersey, as we should, and people say, Joe, you're covering Jersey. Thank you. That's more really Al jumping in, and me, because I'm from New Jersey and I love it. But ordinarily, I always have a keener sense for what's happening on the geopolitical scene on across the world. You know, I don't know why. That's where my I'm just geared to that. It, like, but you got to stay local. Now I see this local story: Syracuse cop in Onondaga sheriff's deputy shot and killed in upstate New York. Now, please let me just. And I know I meant to tell you the good news, but God forbid this should be good news on a Monday, right? Well, a Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy were shot and killed in an upstate New York community Sunday night in an exchange of gunfire. The deadly scene played out in front of a house in the Syracuse, a suburb of Salina, before 9 p.m. as officers were investigating a suspicious car. An officer with the Syracuse Police Department deputy with an Onondaga County Sheriff's Office were hit by gunfire. So, and now walk me, the slain Syracuse cop and his partner initially made a traffic cop of a suspicious car in the city before quickly fled. Again, you don't want to talk about Israel? You don't want to talk about anything else? You're going to talk about Trump? How about this being the lead story? You got an upstate New York, now correct me if I'm wrong, Joe Sebelius, stay on this, Al as well, please, a Syracuse cop and a sheriff's deputy both killed. When was this? Just last night?
Last night.
They pulled the car over for a stop.
Almighty.
They pulled the car over for a traffic stop. He apparently fled. They were able to get his license plate. They tracked the car back to this person's residence, or I guess wherever he was staying.
Yeah.
And then they saw, I guess, that he was rustling for a gun or something of that nature. They exchanged gunfire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the hospital, but both the officer and the deputy who were shot were rushed to the hospital as well. They were both pronounced dead. Their names have not been released, obviously, pending notification to their families.
Damn,
but again, as the Onondaga County Sheriff Toby Shelley said during a press briefing,
yeah.
A sad day for law enforcement. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh called it a dark day for Syracuse. During that press briefing, Walsh said, this is our worst nightmare come true, and our thoughts right now with the families of those two officers, those two heroes.
Yeah, and Joey, reach out. I know it's late, but if you could reach out to Upstate and see if we could talk to somebody about that, because this is the story that is the lead story, and we're just seeing it now, and as it breaks sometimes on Sunday night, you don't see it till like now, but my goodness great, and if you saw it on the news, let me know that at least they're covering this, because the attack on law enforcement, again, the demise of society, what's happening on the international stage. It starts locally, and that's what's happening. To this point, too, I see another story here that Joe Sebelius sent over. New York City block turned into illicit open-air market for migrant crooks. Prostitution, it's relentless. It's a stretch of a Jackson Heights has devolved into an illegal migrant shopping district. An unchecked open-air market. Everything from women to stolen goods can be had. This is from the New York Post. So, Roosevelt Avenue near 91st Street. The whole city is absolutely disintegrating. And I don't want to hear it. And I've been nice. And I try to be very positive about that. There's nobody in charge. Nobody in charge. And you know how it starts? Where did it start? And I'm going to ask you like a quiz. It's defunding the police. As soon as these Marxists, in my opinion, I don't sound like Mark Levin, but he's right, Mark is right, that these Marxists, these people that hate America, want to take America down, where do you go? And I don't know who's coming in, who's influencing what, but they're going to take away, you're going to defund the police, and then you're going to kill cops. You're going to feel emboldened to kill cops. And once you say defund the police, you need somebody with guts, with courage. I'm watching my language here this morning. You need somebody that's got enough... I mean, heart. That you need somebody with heart to run the city to just get so incensed. The migrants have to leave. We can't afford them. And now you're going to turn it with the fact that you're killing cops in upstate New York, the fact that now you have an open-air sex market, drug market, and everything else in Jackson Heights, the fact that this is happening. And it does. It goes right to Iran, emboldened enough, if indeed that's what's happened. If it wasn't, seems like it was a setup, so we'd go into another world war. This is what, don't get me wrong. I know for a fact this is what this administration wants, is an ongoing war. That's what they do in Washington, okay? That's what they want. They want the war. It's huge money. And those soldiers that die, or that little girl that was killed by the shrapnel from the terrorists, the Iranian terrorists, they're collateral damage. They're collateral damage. The hostages that are still being held by Hamas, American hostages, collateral damage. They lecture Israel on how to handle everything. Look at the mess this is, and you have the nerve to tell me who I'm voting for. You have the nerve to vilify me because of the way I voted. Look where we are. Everything is a mess. The cities are in disarray. The world is imploding. And now cops are being killed. If I have to report one more police officer being killed, two cops killed yesterday. And then I meet you and you're so nice and you're so wonderful. God bless you. You know, and now what's frustrating is that we here on AM 970, The Answer, right here. And you know me, I love radio and I love everybody on the radio. I'm a geek. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of everybody. But I want to tell you, if you want the truth, if you want the most formidable radio show, and I say this because I know how hard we work here, you come right here and we're going to tell you the truth. I'm going to give you the solutions at the end of 4 hours. We're not going to rail. I'm not going to rant just aimlessly. It's not what I'm doing. We're going to come up with solutions. I've just given you answers on how to take the city back, and I'm going to give you answers how to take this country back. And we've been talking about this for 10 years on this radio show. You don't stay in the air for 10 years if you don't know what you're talking about. And it's only because of a lot of hard work by Al Gattulo, by Joey Sebelius, by W. Duhame, myself, and a lot of people that we look to, every single guest that we have, the best guests. I'm going to blow our own horn, if I may. Best guests on any television or radio show. Best guest. They'd steal our guests. I'll say guests on other shows. I go, hey, oh, how did that person? That's boom. And on the other hand, I'll watch Fox. I'll watch Newsmax. I'll see a nice guest, and I'll bring them on. But as long as it comes to a solution, and we come up with a solution at the end of 4 hours every single day, 5 days a week, 20 hours of radio, and we got it here. Like, I did that math by myself, Al. I want you to know that. I added that up myself.
Very impressive.
Yeah, about that, I'm telling you. Gosh, almighty, guys. I tell you, it's so frustrating. Well, you know, by the grace of God, we will get there. But rest in peace to the Syracuse cop and the Onondaga sheriff's deputy shot and killed in upstate New York in a suburb. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump going to trial because you have a corrupt, in my opinion, a very corrupt, very slovenly DA. I'm sorry. I don't want to attack or be. I don't. There's no hate, but really, you got to get it together. That's the guy. Get this guy out of there.
Alvin Bragg.
The city is disintegrating, and they're going after Trump for Stormy Daniels.
It'll be great.
You can't make it up.
If today, during the jury selection, Alvin Bragg is eating like a Krispy Kreme donut or something. Like, while
that's
he's
going to be, man.
You're going to have to.
That's it.
Excuse me.
Sorry. I have a break, Your Honor. I'd like a break. I need a meal. I need a meal. Do you mind? I just need something.
Again, I shouldn't talk.
Wait.
I'm very big.
No.
But, you know.
If Donald Trump, don't put it past President Trump. He may come in with like McDonald's and hand it out. Alvin, you want a little something out?
Apparently he's under a gag order. He cannot speak at all during this unless he's going to testify.
We're going to break, but let me give it to you right now because I know we have an instinct. Trump walks away from everything. He doesn't get dinged. He doesn't get ding. It's a surfing term. You get a ding on your board if you hit another board out there while you're surfing. President Trump doesn't get. And this ain't a pro-Trump thing. This is just. It's so ridiculous. It's so bizarre what is going on against Trump. You got cops being killed. You've got hookers walking openly out in New York City. You've got migrants costing billions with a B dollars when the taxes. I don't even want to think about the taxes that we pay. And yet we give it, we hand it over, and we don't care about people legally trying to get into the country, trying to build this country. We have people trying to take the country apart. And what are we doing? We're going after a former president for political purposes. It will fail so bigly that this is going to haunt you for the rest of your lives. And all those people that are going after Trump, you could name them all, they're all going to fail. And I don't know what corporation is going to hire you because everybody goes into the private sector. They think, oh, now I'll get a cushy job on Wall Street. Wall Street ain't no more. It's a ghost town. You know, no one's even coming into Wall Street. So you're not going to get hired because I'm going after Trump. I went after Trump. You're going to look like an absolute imbecile. All right. That's it. It's Monday. Now we're fired up. 6:36 in the morning. We will come up with the answers, but boy, it ain't easy. I'll tell you, like Rodney said, it ain't easy. I'll tell you, it ain't easy. But Al has the headline news for you, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York State Assemblyman planning to introduce legislation to put a stop to congestion pricing. Assemblyman Michael Tenousis, who represents Staten Island, says the MTA's congestion pricing plan would disproportionately increase traffic on Staten Island and in the Bronx, leading to increased pollution in the area. He says it's time to reconsider the plan and also to audit the MTA to find out where the agency's money keeps going. Tenousis' lawsuit, separate from a lawsuit the state of New Jersey has filed, the judge in the New Jersey lawsuit says he'll issue a ruling before the toll takes effect in June. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin has announced increased security measures across the state following this weekend's attack by Iran on Israel. In a statement he released this weekend, Plotkin said, although there are no credible threats to safety, law enforcement in New Jersey will continue its heightened presence at houses of worship and other areas where people congregate. Plotkin asks New Jersey residents to stay vigilant and report any suspicious activity to local authorities immediately. In sports, Knicks finishing the regular season, winning five straight. They beat the Bulls in overtime, 120-119. Nets end the season with a loss to the 76ers, 107-86. Mets over the Royals, 2-1. And the Yankees, unable to sweep the Cleveland Guardians, they fell 8-7 in 10 innings. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound GWB up to a 30-minute delay. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Traffic slowing down here as you head to the Jackie Robinson eastbound at Union Turnpike. It's an accident. Grand Central Parkway westbound heavy right past LaGuardia with a crash on the shoulder. Merritt Parkway southbound exit 42 in Westport. It's an accident. Traffic slowing down right now on the Cross Island North right by Northern Boulevard. It's an accident being cleared, so watch for delays. 56th Street closed between 5th Ave and Madison. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Partly cloudy today, high of 60. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Hey, let me tell you about Food for the Poor, talking about good things and goodness. And I know how stretched you are, like we all are, under this insane economy that we just can't, you know, come up for air, you know, the way they keep just badgering us and inflation and the expense. But if you can take a little break and put aside something for Food for the Poor. And again, you know, to be perfectly honest, I really went down to Food for the Poor with permission from our programming guru, Phil Boyce, and I met Paul Jacobs down there. These are great people. I got to tell you something. These are people, when I tell you about goodness, and I tell you about, and I always say in the name of God and in the name of Jesus, that they really help out those less fortunate. And you know what? There, but for the grace of God, go all of us. So if you get a chance, you go to am970theanswer.com, and you look at the Give Life, click to donate that right there. It's a red banner, and you click, and you could donate. So $80, for example, I gave you $80 the other day. It provides life-saving food for two children, $80, you know, and then $160 for four children, $320. I always said, you know, I heard Piscopo on the radio talk about food for the poor. Let's gather the office pool together for food for the poor. You'd get life-saving food for 10 children all around the world and in America as well, in the stressed areas of America. That's what Food for the Poor is all about. And I saw the goodness of the folks and Mr. Jacobs at Food for the Poor. So we invite you to click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com. Again, I'll give you a number. It's tough in the morning, but I'll give you a number. It's 855-919-HOPE. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. Again, if you get a chance, and I ask with the utmost respect, because believe me, as a dad with kids and everything, I know how tough it is now economically. Whatever you give, it'll make an incredible difference if you click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. Oy, what a weekend, crazy weekend I had, you know, running around, but all good. I had a great time by the grace of God, you know, but it's just been nonstop, keeping up with my boy Mikey, jamming with my boy Mikey, you know, getting on the drums and Mikey ripping it up on guitar. And that's one of the joys of my life, you know, and then going out and heading out so early yesterday to get out to see Olivia and her concert, and then setting up for the radio broadcast that night and carrying the radio, that radio thing. About a shout out to Andy Gladding, our engineer, by the way, for setting up, and a thank you to Mr. Crowley for allowing us to have that. But it's heavy to carry around this whole, it's called a Comrex system, you know, but I'm carrying it and I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it, and I got my kids with me, and I'm staying active. And I have to say, Relief Factor keeps me out of pain. And I want to see if you can get out of pain. I think you can with that 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, which is still only $19.95. They keep it at $19.95. and you get a feel better or your money back guarantee. So give a call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, because I'm telling you what, it's going to be really warm. It's going to be a nice day in New York today, but it's going to be really warm. The summer's going to come, and you have time to get yourself out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, 5 days out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks with the Relief Factor, 3 week quick start, $19.95, nothing to lose. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You get your money back. In the meantime, if you're out of pain, you'll be like a million people who've tried the Relief Factor 3 week quick start kit. It's almost 70% go on to order more. That's hundreds of thousands of people out of pain. And we think you could be one of those folks out of pain to enjoy springtime, to enjoy the summer. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, I'm going to get, forgive me, there's a lot going on today, but I think why I get emboldened, because it's 6:44 in the morning, so just yesterday I say, okay, Olivia has a concert. She had a choir. She's a really very elite choir, so it's great. And I don't want to give any location or anything because I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm going to offend somebody. So now I got to set up where can I got to do my Sunday night radio show. So I go, okay, now where do I do it? Because I got to see my daughter in concert. Now, don't forget, I went up Thursday, as you know, I went up Thursday to see my daughter rehearse, thinking that was good enough. But nah, I got to see the concert. You got to see the concert. You know, life is short. QTR, quality time remaining, like Captain Frank, my buddy, says. So I go, I got to see my daughter. So I say, where can I broadcast? What's close to where the venue is that Olivia is singing at? And it happened to be, I'm going to give it's a plug. They're advertising at another radio station. So, but I got to tell you, because they're my friends, Uncle Giuseppe's Marketplace. Uncle Giuseppe, everybody knows. My cousin Paulie introduced me to Uncle Giuseppe's long ago. He put in all the freezers for Uncle Giuseppe's. So I go, oh, this is good. So I go, oh, this is great. So I go, I call Uncle Giuseppe. Listen to me. I call my buddies at Uncle Giuseppe's. I call my buddy Tommy over there. Tommy, Joe, how are you? Joey, how you doing? Call me Joey. Joey, how you doing? I go, good. You know, you got an Ethernet, you know, the thing you plug in. This is my conversation over the weekend. I don't know. What do you need? I said, well, my daughter's playing close by. You're 10 minutes away from where she is. I'd like to broadcast. I don't want to not be on the air, and I like working live. I don't like to pre-record anything. So they go, I got it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Like that, you know? So a big shout out to Uncle Giuseppe.
So what aisle were you in? Were you in between like the prepared hot foods or the bakery?
No, they put me in the front of the store, but in the back where there's like that they have a little seating area.
Right.
So. So now I got to get
a little Sinatra and a Philadelphia.
They got some guy named Mike Borelli. Was that his last name? He was really.
Clearly, he was Italian, right?
Yeah.
What are you gonna say? He was Johnson. Billy Johnson, yeah, he came over, he helped out. No.
Moishe was singing Sinatra. No, it was Mike Borelli, whatever his name was. He was great. He was great. So he was a nice kid. And so now I go in and I go early and I'm carrying the thing, you know, thanks to Relief Factor. I'm carrying that Comrex. That's heavy. I got to tell you something. So I'm going in and I go in there. They meet me in there. They got it all taken care of. I'm telling you. So now I go in the back. Now this guy's singing. He's singing. He's singing in Uncle Giuseppe's Market. That's what they do. And people are listening. And I tell you what, it's like Disney for Italians. That's what Uncle Giuseppe's is. It really is. Okay? Listen to me. Listen. I don't know about that. The whole sales.
Mom, I want to go to Six Flags. We got a Six Flags
here. No, we're going to Uncle Giuseppe. And I know my sales by and Mr. Crowley are going to get upset because they're not sponsors on this show, but they are friends. So please forgive me. But so now I'm setting up. I do it myself. I don't have an engineer. Do it myself. I enjoy it. I'm a geek. I'm a broadcast geek. And Michael, my son Michael said to me, he goes, "Hey, Dad, what college? Did college really help you?" I go, "You know what? Now." Now, like 100 years later in radio, that's what I went to school for. So now I'm setting up the mic. I'm setting up the system. I'm saying, where's the Ethernet? Got the Ethernet. Got this. Ba-ba-bang. And the guy's singing. There's a guy out there singing, "Fly me to the moon. Let me sing." You can't make it up. It's only me. Joe, you want to sing a couple songs? No, I'm good. I'm like that. I'm good. I got it. Let me just set up for a second. So I set up everything. We lock it up. Darn if I don't connect with New York, it works. I'm amazed at that, right? And then I go, all right, you got Summer Wind? I swear to goodness gracious, I did this. You got Summer Wind? Yeah, crank up Summer Wind. I'm singing Summer Wind at Uncle Giuseppe's Marketplace. And they're videoing it, and I'm having a ball, and the people are loving it. It's great. And then I went to see Olivia sing in an extraordinary presentation. It was really as classy as anything on Broadway, as classy as anything in Lincoln Center. I'm telling you, it was glorious, and the orchestra was glorious. But I'm on the clock, and I got to get back by 6 o'clock, and the concert's at 4 o'clock, and the orchestra's up there, and the guy's talking, and they're talking, just with the talking, and then the orchestra plays 40 minutes. I'm sitting there going, and I'm looking. I don't want to be rude, you know. And then, oh my gosh,
wrap it up. Sinatra at 6. Let's go.
And then I go like this. I say, Michael's next to me. I go. When does she start like that? And then some gal in front of me with a mask on, the maskers, you know. Oh my God, she puts her finger up to her mask, not into her lips because she has a mask on. Like, oh, you shouldn't be talking. Meantime, she's taking pictures. She's.
Excuse me?
I should have gone like this. Hey, thank you. My germs. Hi. How are you? Here, I got you. Excuse me, wear your mask.
Sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah.
Through your mask.
So, and I didn't want to say that. Let it go. I think she was, I don't know if she was alluding to me. I said two words to Mikey. When is this over? I mean, you know, and whatever it is. She's up taking pictures with the camera, getting everybody's way. And I'm being nice and I'm keeping my mouth shut. Then finally, Olivia comes out. They sing with a glorious group, and a shout out to everybody involved. It really was good. But I had to leave an intermission when I wanted to see the rest of it, and I couldn't, so I got back. So what happens, Olivia comes over, brings all of her friends to Uncle Giuseppe's, and I got to give a shout out because I said, honey, whatever you need. And I said, honey, you know, wasn't there a game show where you shop, you take the cart and you shop and you get anything?
Supermarket suite. Yeah.
It was a supermarket sweep at Uncle Giuseppe Marketplace in Ramsey, New Jersey. Boom, right there. Thank you. Because I said, there was so much fun with the kids there. It was just great. The goodness was there. And by the way, everybody was so nice. And everybody came over. And I could tell you, we're going to break, but I could tell you, people came, they bought homemade wine. One lady showed up. She goes, Joe, you're really here. I heard you on the radio because I'm live. Uh-huh. She goes, they came. I said, what were you doing? I was making sauce. And I... And I said I wanted to come over. I was making the sauce and the gravy. I came over. I said, I'll get some fresh pasta, and I'll see Joe Piscopo. You can't make it up. The goodness of people, I'm telling you, it was beautiful. Homemade. One guy came over, bought homemade wine, Nick Santucci. How do I remember his name? I have no idea. And I could see he had paint on his hand. I don't know if he was a laborer or he was just working, whatever he was. Stopped what he was doing, heard me on the radio, brought me some homemade wine. I'm telling you, the goodness of Americans like that, I'm telling you, just like, just really, really heartwarming, just like that. So it was great. And it all turned out great. And then Olivia came over with all of her friends and we raided the store.
I know. It sounds like such a great day. Oh,
it was. It was so much fun. Now we got to get into the news of the day here. But, We'll prevail, I think. 6:51. Debbie's out of the traffic. Well, it's a Monday, so that's going to be another tax day, too, Deb. This is some more good news for you.
Don't forget to pay the piper there.
Yeah, it's so true. Debbie's out there looking out for you. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening inbound George Washington Bridge. A 30-minute delay. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Don't forget, over by Trump Tower, 56th Street is closed between 5th and Madison. Grand Central Parkway westbound, heavy traffic right past LaGuardia. Accident on the shoulder. We're seeing delays on the Jackie Robinson westbound on this Jackie Robinson day. Westbound Jackie Robinson right by the Van Wyck. It's an accident. It's kind of busy on the Cross Island northbound right by Northern Boulevard. It's an accident there. Traffic is still slowing down. as you take a ride to the eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue. It's an accident with the right lane blocked. 9 southbound at Texas Road at Old Bridge, an accident. And 80 east exit 43 in Parsippany, a crash. Merritt Parkway south exit 42 into Westport. It's a collision. Wicks Road over in Brentwood. It's an ongoing accident investigation, that accident involving a pedestrian. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-538-0111. That's 888-538-0111. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-538-0111.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Just what we need after a little bit of a wet weekend and a very wet start, as we saw some showers push through on Friday. We are in for a mild start, sunshine and blue skies, 78 for the high in the city and inland areas to the west, going to reach the low 80s. Heading into tonight, we have some clouds moving back, and it's also going to be a shower or two, a low of 51. And then we'll be looking at sun and clouds tomorrow, 71. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, couple showers, 60 degrees. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Let me talk about the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. And you know that Frank Siller and the Tunnels to Towers Foundation will step up for the Syracuse, the sheriffs, and the cops killed in upstate New York. Last night, you know, thank God for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation being there. They'll pay off mortgages. They help out the Gold Star families, first responders, military, and the police officers, you know, putting their lives on the line every single day. And if they're hurt in the military and are catastrophically injured, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation builds smart homes, pays off the mortgage for the Gold Star families, helps out homeless veterans. They help out homeless veterans, you know. They never forget the sacrifices that our heroes make for us. These folks that I tell you about, heart and soul, and that the Tunnel to Towers Foundation takes care of, they are the safety net of society. There's a safety net on a world stage, locally, in our communities, statewide, putting their lives on the line, coming back from war, from a war, catastrophically injured, you know, and Tunnel to Towers steps up for the catastrophically injured, for the Gold Star families when they lose loved ones, for first responders, you know, and not to mention the homeless veterans, okay? So we ask $11 a month. That's all we ask is $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. We want you to join the foundation on its mission to do good and to never forget. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. God bless you always for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, Joe on the radio. We're going to get into it when we come back. A lot going on today. And, you know, listen, there's more good than bad, but when the bad happens, it just is so searing. We're at war. We are at war. In my opinion, we're at the precipice of World War III. General Jack Keane is a chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, and he knows this. So I want to talk to the general, and he's kind enough to jump on the air with us. How bad is this with Israel now? Was it set up on the inside line, and where do we go from here? Because we have an administration that is absolutely spineless and feckless and lost. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. So we'll come up with the solutions, and I only pray somebody's listening. In regard to the Donald Trump trial today that everybody's obsessed with, Joe DeGeneva will break that down brilliantly, as Joe DeGeneva always does. Colonel Jack Jacobs, we're going to talk to Jack, too. Jack is a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, New York, a Medal of Honor recipient. We'll talk to Jack about the wars, what's going on. Kelly Jane Torrance, we're going to have a nice talk about single parenting. Hogan Gidley is with us. David Freeman, former United States Ambassador to Israel, one of the architects of the Abraham Accords, will join us. And the great Dr. Mark Siegel will join us. It's Piscopo. It's a Monday, and we're coming right back.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
57 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York's largest healthcare network agreeing to pay $1 million for wrongfully charging for COVID tests. Attorney General Letitia James says Northwell Health posted signs at three of its emergency departments in New York City and on Long Island, deceptively advertising them as testing sites between March 2020 and March 2021. Patients were then billed standard ER charges despite simply getting a COVID test. James says Northwell Health has refunded patients around $400,000 and will pay $650,000 in penalties. Jury selection in former President Trump's hush money case set to begin today. Trump attorney Will Scharf told Fox News Sunday it'll be difficult to select an impartial jury at the height of the election season. Trump, accused of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election, Scharf said it's possible that Trump could take the stand in the trial. The NYPD is investigating after a decapitated body was discovered in Queens Friday night. It may have been a suicide. Cops say they were responding to a call about a person in the water in Jamaica Bay near Howard Beach when they found the body of a decapitated man. The medical examiner now trying to determine the cause of death. The New York Post is indicating he may have hanged himself at the Joseph P. Adobo Memorial Bridge. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.